Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Third Coast International Audio Festival and Chicago Public Radio, this is ReSound.
Tell us about us.
Welcome to the Tell Us About Us Consumer Feedback System.
Bienvenido al sistema de opinión del consumidor de Tell Us About Us.
Si desea hablar con un representante de servicio al cliente en español, por favor.
If you would like to speak to a live customer service representative in English, please press 2.
I really want to know what's going on.
This week, we have two documentaries for you that are freakishly similar, but sound nothing alike. Two radio producers in two different parts of the world come up with pretty much the same idea, execute it, and then present it in wildly different ways. It's sort of like giving two people the same amount of sand. Out of it, one person makes a sandcastle and the other a window. As you know, each week on ReSound, we bring you the most interesting audio from around the world. This week, a story recorded in Baltimore and one in Africa. In the story you're about to hear, producer Aaron Henkin played CDs of recorded avant-garde electronic music for six randomly chosen people. What you'll hear is their responses. This piece, for obvious reasons, is titled Audio Rorschach.
I recently spent some time with a Baltimore experimental musician by the name of John Berndt, and we talked for a while about one of his current projects. It's a 10-piece ensemble called Geodesic Gnome. John said the group prides itself in being deliberately obscure. He started playing me some recordings of their stuff, and he was right. It was totally inscrutable. It was like each track was some sort of abstract audio inkblot in the sonic equivalent of a Rorschach test. And that's when a light bulb went on. I asked John if I could hold on to his CD, and over the next few days, I administered it as scientifically as possible to a random sampling of six test subjects.
Hi, my name is Ben Brown. I go to Friends School, and I'm 10 years old.
My name's Pete Lynch, also known as DJ P-Funk. I'm a DJ and promoter in the Baltimore and D.C. areas.
My name is Teddy Minch. I am a student at Gilman School, a graduating senior going to Tufts next year up in Boston, and I'm 18 years old.
Hi, I'm Susan Sabisky, and I'm the business manager here at WYPR Radio.
My name is Mark Katz. I teach in the Department of Musicology at the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University.
My name is Zamzam Khalid. I am 21 years old and a student at American University. I'm an international relations major with a minor in Japanese, and I'm working on my audio technology minor.
Just to give you a little more background on these radio guinea pigs, here's some of the music they say they like to listen to on their own time.
Rock, rap, stuff like that.
My favorite music overall is hip-hop and dancehall reggae.
My favorite artist is probably Bruce Springsteen.
I like jazz. I like the smooth jazz station, and I like a lot of Latin music.
Dvorak, Mahler, Brahms, the class on the popular side, Led Zeppelin, Radiohead, more recently The Shins.
I really like the Mars Volta because it's really experimental. I like it how it has a lot of acid jazz in it. I really like the guitars. I really enjoy Sonic Youth and Radiohead.
So all six of these people agreed willingly to submit to this radio experiment, to listen to the audio inkblots on this enigmatic CD, and to do their best to try to explain what they thought they were hearing. I had each person come into a studio individually to listen to the CD tracks. I recorded their reactions in real time while the pieces were playing in their headphones. And now through a little bit of post-production radio magic, we're going to put all of them into a room together so they can share their experiences with each other and with us. By the way, the Swiss psychiatrist Hermann Rorschach used 10 standardized inkblots in his original test. We're going to use 3 audio inkblots. Here's number 1.
Right now I hear a kind of undirected sounds that I can't quite figure out what to, how to react.
This is the actual music? That sound? Okay.
I wouldn't call this music.
It sounds like people moving furniture from one room to another.
Maybe some sort of restaurant or some sort of place where there are people, like, their chairs being pushed back and forth, it sounds like to me.
Sounds like people are cleaning up something for the end of the night, like locking stuff up.
Maybe putting a lot of springs together, like pushing springs.
It's making me really, like, anxious.
I'm waiting for something to happen. But eventually, I suppose, those expectations will be frustrated, and then I have to realize that I'm listening to what I'm listening to and get into it.
Sounds like somebody might be doing dishes in the background.
Somebody at the arcade playing a game like pinball or something.
Like that old Atari game Defender, like when it shoots.
I really want to know what's going on.
Psychologists will tell you there's not supposed to be any structure to the inkblots on a Rorschach test. They call it a projective test, where all the images' meanings are derived from the personalities of the interpreters. But in case you were curious what this noise is actually all about, geodesic gnome composer John Berndt says the piece is the result of the group trying to recreate a mysterious historical event. It reportedly went on from 1920 to 1940 in the rural American Northeast.
In Connecticut and New Hampshire, there was a phenomenon called the Mudus noises, where people would be out in the forest and they would hear these loud, distant explosions and not be able to figure out what was actually causing the sound. And what's interesting about this is a lot of people experienced it and a lot of people documented it, but there was never actually a really satisfying scientific explanation, although there was a guy, and I believe his name was Mudus, who tried to figure it out over a long period. So anyway, I just think it's kind of funny. This is an example of a band actually trying to recreate a mysterious historical circumstance.
So from historical anomalies to audio inkblot number 2, here we go. I should say, by the way, that Rorschach test administrators will tell you there are no right answers for the test. In fact, people are supposed to see more than one thing at a time. They say not being able to perceive anything from the images suggests neurosis.
8-foot fiberglass penguin. 8-foot fiberglass penguin. 8-foot fiberglass penguin. 8-foot fiberglass penguin.
That's
eight
just
foot
weird.
Fiberglass penguin. 8-foot fiberglass penguin.
In comparison
penguin.
To the first track, at least this is on beat.
Eight Somebody's being possessed. Penguin. 8-foot. Like in The Exorcist.
8-foot. I'm getting a penguin. It's about 8 feet tall. Penguin. 8-foot. Maybe fiberglass. Penguin. 8-foot fiberglass penguin. 8-foot fiberglass. Other than penguin. That, 8-foot fiberglass penguin. I'm getting somebody who's very penguin. Troubled. 8-foot kind of just stuck penguin. On one idea. Somebody who's kind of running penguin. Around in circles eight in their own mind.
I do like the repetition of that phrase. What's interesting penguin. Is at first you're listening to it for its meaning, but eventually after it's repeated so often, you don't hear it semantically, you just hear it rhythmically. So you hear dut 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 dut.
Well, seems if I had to define this, it would be more poetry than music. But I wouldn't think it was good poetry.
And the rest of it is a very slowly played orgasm or some sort of suffering.
I really don't know which sound to, like, pay attention to. It's really confusing.
Well, I've always wanted to know how they use torture techniques, actually, on terrorists, and now I've figured out how some people can do that. I've asked my dad about the 60s a lot, too. Maybe this is, to some extent, what it's like. But this is interesting. I really, I don't know. I don't know what I can say.
I kind of like this piece.
I have no idea. It's just so random.
Whether you like this piece or not, geodesic gnome composer John Berndt says the idea behind it is anything but random. It's about repetition and its corrosive effect on meaning.
It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. If you repeat something over and over again, like a word like donut or weasel, after about maybe the 20th or 30th repetition, the word starts to kind of break apart and not really make very much sense to you anymore. So for something like this, a lot of what the piece is really transformation that happens through repetition. I think it was maybe Brian Eno said repetition is a form of change, and I think he was alluding to the same sort of thing. You listen to something over and over again and it becomes new for you as it goes if you have the patience.
On that note, we'll leave 8-foot fiberglass penguins behind and move on to our third and final audio inkblot. I'm not sure if it was just due to a sense of relief at nearing the end of the test, but this one seemed to be a real hit. Just a reminder, our listeners include a Peabody musicologist, a 10-year-old boy, a public radio station office manager, a college student, a hip-hop DJ, and a high school senior.
I like this. This sounds a little bit more like music.
This is at least on beat. It doesn't really have rhyme or reason where the bass comes in or where these other sounds come in, but at least the background track or the bass pound has some sort of beat. I'm a fan of bass anyway.
It takes me to downtown pretty much on like a busy street, you know, probably sometime in the afternoon after an Orioles game or something like that when the streets are packed and people are walking around and there's a car honking or something like that. But I can get a sense of a lot of people and a lot of constant motion very quickly.
Maybe like a party that like you're downstairs like in your bedroom and then there's a party going on upstairs and you can hear the music, but not as loud as you could while you were in the party.
A factory at night that comes alive. After all the humans go home, the machines get together and start jamming and have their little after-hours party.
It reminds me of maybe a junkano in the islands, in the Bahamas, possibly.
I don't know, it's like a soundtrack to life, so to speak, where, you know, life doesn't really have a plot. You try to make it have a plot, but different things happen, you get twists and turns, and this beat is kind of what would be in a movie soundtrack, for example, as somebody's walking down a crowded street in New York, and this, you know, all of these things are happening around that person.
Composer John Berndt calls this one a bit of geodesic gnome pop music. He created it by giving all of his bandmates headphones with a different piece of music playing on each pair, and then he told everyone to play along with what they were hearing.
It's a dissociative in that sense, but it's also kind of interesting because it'd be very hard to form some of these kinds of combinations if you actually were all hearing the same thing. And at the same time, it's an interesting experience for an audience to hear music that's so, it's got one foot, I guess, in convention and idiom, and then on the other hand, there's something really wrong-headed about it.
Wrong-headed, visionary, eternally inscrutable, call him what you will, that's experimental music composer John Berndt of the Baltimore group Geodesic Gnome. I'd like to thank him and his fellow musicians for lending their recordings to the cause of today's radio experiment. I'm not sure what we've learned exactly. Critics of the Rorschach test say it's about as unscientific as trying to interpret dreams. But somehow I feel like I can say that I do know each of our six volunteers just a little bit better now. Mark Katz, Teddy Minch, Zum Zum Khalid, DJ P. Funk, a.k.a. Pete Lynch, Susan Sabisky, and Ben Brown, thanks for sharing your time and your honest reactions with us. And I thought I'd end with this. When I was talking with John Berndt about all of the experimental music he'd created and heard over the course of his many years as a pioneer in the field, I asked him, has there ever been anything, any piece of music that was just too difficult even for you to wrap your very well-stretched musical mind around? And this is what he had to say.
I have a really hard time with reggae. I can't explain why. You know, it's just about the only form of music that I just haven't been able to get down with. And I feel very guilty about that. But just, I don't know, reggae just, it's been a real problem. I'm sure someday after, you know, thousands of hours of psychoanalysis, I'll be able to listen to it and enjoy it.
That said, let me dedicate this one to you, John. From the Legend album, some Bob Marley and the Wailers.
That was Audio Rorschach by producer Aaron Henkin of WYPR in Baltimore. You're listening to ReSound from the Third Coast International Audio Festival and Chicago Public Radio. The next selection is in some way similar to the one you just heard. producer Alessandro Pacetti, an Italian composer, musician, and sound artist, played his favorite experimental electroacoustic CDs for villagers in West Africa, then asked them to listen, respond, and try to imitate them. But then he took those responses further, creating a sound-based composition with them, much like a traditional composer might use musical notes. And that is what we're about to hear. You may want to listen to this piece the way you might listen to music. Enjoy the sounds, the rhythms, the tones, the timbres, not necessarily expecting a story. It's an atmospheric, environmental kind of sound that you can enjoy drifting in and out of. Here's Alessandro Pacetti's composition, African Feedback.
Mm-hmm. C'est le vin ou bien c'est les éléphants? J'attends le bruit, mais je sais pas c'est quoi.
Hey.
C'est quoi? Attends, ça André, c'est le cheval qui marche.
C'est bien.
C'est fini?
Ah non, ça continue, je crois.
Attends. Y a les bourreaux. Ah ouais, ça continue.
Oui, c'est arrêté maintenant. Il dit les sont là tapés les tam tam, dit gong 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 gong. Dit c'est fini maintenant. Elle dit c'est fini.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Extraordinaire.
You're listening to African Feedback by sound artist Alessandro Bassetti. For this piece, Bassetti played CDs of his favorite experimental electroacoustic music for people he met in small villages between Mali and Burkina Faso in West Africa. Then he asked them to respond to the music and imitate the sounds they heard. Many of the villagers had never heard music like it, and in fact, some had never worn headphones before. While they listened, Bassetti recorded their reactions and then made his own sound composition from their responses. That's what we're listening to now.
I'm going to be clear, very clear with you. You know, this is a simple noise, you know, which can bother someone, according to me. So in Dogon country here, not in Mali, you know, not in the in the world, you know, there are some person, if they sleep, you know, they have a kind of noise. Some people, some person dislike this.
This is, I think it's are the same. This is the border people. Really.
Ça vient pas, Manchugro, Albona, Manchu, Yasu. Eh, Yasu, à ton cacher, Kawati.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
giga, giga.
See?
C'est qui fait comme ça? C'est qui a fait ça? C'est toi-même? C'est qui? Japonais. Si. 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 Il y a trop de bruit. Quoi? On dirait qu'il pleut. Pleut pas. C'est la... On ne sent pas, non? Le bruit, là. C'est qui fait comme ça? D'accord, pas de problème. Si. Ah, ça là c'est plus doux que l'autre là, c'est bien. Si. On sent. Ce ne sont pas des Français. Je ne sais pas ce que je vais vous dire même. Si. C'est la... Si. C'est la... Si. C'est la... Si. C'est la musique. Ah, c'est très bien.
Oh, Siki Mani. Siki Mani Gigino. Gide Padua.
Oh, Siki Mani.
Siki Mani Imel.
Siki Mani. Gide Padua. Siki Mani Imel.
Siki Mani Gino.
Siki Mani Gino.
Siki Mani Imel.
Siki Mani Imel. Oh, Siki Mani.
Siki Mani Gigino.
Siki Mani Gino. Gide Padua. Oh, Siki Mani Gino.
Ah, Idi Bobole.
Ibn
Gingir
Gingir
Jojongo Gingir Baba Goika Togi Kala
Jojongo Gingir Baba Goika Togi Kala
Idi Bobole
Idi Bobole
Nizenda
Jisenda
Nizenda
Jisenda
Nizenda
Ni Nin Babi Koni
Koni
Gini
Koni
Koni Gini
Jujungisawa Papo Boy
Jujungisawa Papo Boy.
Il dit que lui il trouve que c'est des musiques de des rythmes différents qui passent. Et c'est pas comme une peinture non plus. Il pense que c'est la réalité des choses qui passe comme ça.
Oh, il dit bobole.
Les
Zenda. Des chiens là.
Les Zenda.
Des chiens là.
Les
Zenda. Ni babi da. Koni. Koni ingini. Koni. Koni ingini.
Ambi jambi mo.
On est mobilier, il est là. Avion, il est là. Mobilier, il est là.
Ici, ce n'est pas l'avion qui vient se lever. Ici, ce n'est pas une grande voiture qui se lève. Le bruit, c'est énorme. Il dit si c'est pas un bruit du moteur, il sait pas comment il faut dire ça.
Des chiens là.
Des
chiens là.
Des
chiens là. Ni babi da. Koni. Koni gini. Koni. Koni gini. Tu joues un chien pas pour moi. Mobili, il est là. On est mobile, il est là. Avion, il est là. Mobile, il est là.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to African Feedback by composer and musician Alessandro Bassetti. Bassetti's most interested as an artist in sound anthropology, which this piece illustrates pretty well. First, Bassetti played electroacoustic avant-garde music on CDs for villagers in West Africa. Then he asked them to respond and also to imitate what they were hearing. Using their responses, he created the composition that we're listening to now. It's more experimental than you often hear on ReSound, but it's a fascinating mix of sound, culture, text, and music. Let's get back to Alessandro Bassetti's African Feedback.
Kawi. Amnere. Oh, yawa.
Yawa.
Ginisewa.
Ah.
Yawa.
Yawa.
Seba
elebrela.
Awa.
Ready.
Uh-huh.
C'est un chien qui aboie.
Ah, ginino. Oh, yeah.
Il y avait un son de des guitares guérisseurs chez nous qui a passé tout de suite.
C'était ça?
Oui. Oui. Ah. Wa.
Nigobe. Wanna nimnuma.
Nara regisamberide. Image aglekide pouille de galegado muomo. Et dès qu'il lui trouve que cette musique a des rythmes différents qui passent. Et c'est pas comme une peinture non plus. Il pense que c'est la réalité des choses qui passent comme ça.
Non.
Il dit ça, c'est comme les teneurs qui grandent
légèrement.
Il y avait un son, comme les gens y récitent une langue chimie. Langue chimie veut dire on parle de langue magie.
Non.
Les gens parlent en langue magie. C'était un peu ça qui a passé. Il dit. Chez nous, les gens parlent en langue magie. Ils se transforment en animal ou ils se disparaissent tout d'un coup. Ils ont des langues magie, ouais. C'est pas tout le monde qui le connaît. C'est des gens spéciaux qui connaissent ça. C'est comme une prière. Et s'il prie en langue magie, il devient quelque chose d'autre. Ouais. Et puis il part pas très fort, il part très petit. Il part pas très fort pour que les gens captent.
Bah, yeah.
Si comme tu étais l'orage en quelque sorte, ils entendent.
Yes.
Il dit que c'est y avait un rythme de tam tam de la danse traditionnelle.
Quack,
On kita beda.
I don't know.
African Feedback, composed by Alessandro Bassetti from recordings he made in Africa. For this documentary, by the way, Bassetti offered each villager he recorded compensation. He paid some in chocolate, some in kola nuts, some with portable CD players, and some with the traditional cold hard cash. African Feedback was first broadcast in March of 2006 on Deutschland Kultur in Berlin. Bassetti is a composer, musician, and sound artist whose body of work explores sound anthropology and the musicality of speech. For example, another one of his compositions derives from a whistling language of the Canary Archipelago. We have a long interview with Bassetti and a link to his website on our website at thirdcoastfestival.org. Once there, you can also peruse the site for past resounds or listen to any one of hundreds of great documentaries from around the world. Free Sound is a production of Chicago Public Radio and the Third Coast International Audio Festival. I'm Gwen Maxey. The program is produced by Roman Mars and curated by Johanna Zorn and Julie Shapiro of the Third Coast Festival. You can hear today's program at thirdcoastfestival.org, where you can also hear dozens of outstanding documentaries from around the world. Generous support for the Third Coast Festival is provided by the Richard H. Driehaus Foundation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music for ReSound is provided by Reckless Records in Chicago. If you want to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Email us at resound@thirdcoastfestival.org. ReSound returns next week with more radio that you can't hear.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.